This is NPR.
And good morning, everybody. The Washington Post is reporting today the CIA believes the Taliban was behind Pakistani leader Benazir Bhutto's assassination. The Post spoke to CIA Director Michael Hayden, who says Taliban leader Baitullah Massoud and associates linked to al-Qaeda arranged the former prime minister's murder. This occurred while she campaigned in Pakistan a few weeks ago. Massoud has denied any role in the assassination, but Hayden is warning if the Taliban, based in Afghanistan, is working with al-Qaeda members in Pakistan, the risk to the Pakistani government is grave. Just one day left before South Carolina's Republican presidential caucuses, contenders Mike Huckabee, John McCain, and Mitt Romney each hope to repeat a previous primary or caucus win. Fred Thompson, who hasn't won a contest yet, hopes to prevail, as does former New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani, Congressman Duncan Hunter and Ron Paul, and former diplomat Alan Keyes. Democrats are battling in Nevada. That state's caucuses are tomorrow as well. And former Senator John Edwards and current Senators Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are campaigning to the last minute. Hollywood directors have clinched a tentative contract with producers. The Directors Guild spokeswoman, Serhar Mordani, says this settles one of the most thorny issues, how to pay for material that shows up on the Internet.
The agreement establishes a new residuals formula for paid Internet downloads, otherwise known as electronic sell-through. The new formula essentially doubles the rate currently paid by employers. And the agreement establishes residual rates for ad-supported streaming and use of clips on the Internet.
Now, this could increase pressure on striking Hollywood writers to reach a deal with producers because they have the same disagreement, how to pay for material that shows up on the Internet. The writers have been on strike for 2 months. San Francisco police say one of the victims of a deadly tiger attack at the city zoo on Christmas Day says one of the men taunted the big cat before she broke out of her pen. One man died, two more were hurt when Tatiana the tiger got out of her pen and mauled them. San Francisco Zoo spokesman Sam Singer adds that's not all that happened.
The story that the boys initially told is starting to unravel. They were using marijuana, they were using liquor, and clearly they've gotten up and admitted some taunting of Tatiana the tiger that most likely provoked the animal out of its enclosure.
The San Francisco Chronicle cites a police affidavit saying there were multiple reports the trio yelled at the tiger. And there's word out of Iceland that former world chess champion Bobby Fischer has died. There's no word on the cause of his death. Fischer gained international fame in 1972 by beating Soviet grandmaster Boris Spassky. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Allison, Rachel, back to you.
Hey, thanks, Korva. Korva Coleman doing our news from Washington, D.C. I'm Rachel Martin in New York. Co-host Allison Stewart is out in Salt Lake City where she's reporting about Sundance.